Yesterday, my daughter was clinging to my leg and don't go. And you looked at me and said, "You have to tell that story." I said, "On the TED stage? Are you kidding? I'm going to get on a stage and admit my daughter was clinging to my leg." And you said, "Yes, because if you want to talk about getting more women into leadership roles, you have to be honest about how hard it is." And I did. And I think that's a really important part of the journey. The same thing happened when I wrote my book. I started writing the book. I wrote a first chapter. I thought it was fabulous. It was chock full of data and figures. I had 3 pages on, matrilineal Maasai tribes and what the patterns are of their sociological patterns. My husband read it and he was like, "This is like eating your Wheaties." No one, and I apologize to Wheaties if they're so much, no one will read this book. And I realized through the process that I had to be more honest and more open, and I had to tell my stories of still not feeling as self-confident as I should in many situations. My first and failed marriage, crying at work, feeling like I didn't belong there, feeling guilty to this day. And part of my journey, starting on this stage, going to Lean In, going to the foundation, is all about being more open and honest about those challenges so that other women can be more open and honest, and all of us can work together towards real equality.
I think that one of the most striking parts about the book, and in my opinion, one of the reasons it's hit such a nerve and is resonating around the world, is that you are personal in the book, and that you do make it clear that while you've observed some things that are very important for other women to know, that you've had the same challenges that many others of us have as you faced the hurdles and the barriers and possibly the people who don't believe the same. So talk about that process, deciding you'd go public with the private part, and then you would also put yourself in the position of something of an expert on how to resolve those challenges.
After I did the TED Talk, what happened was, I never really expected to write a book. I'm not an author, I'm not a writer. And it was viewed a lot, and it really started impacting people's lives. I got this great, one of the first letters I got was from a woman who said that she was offered a really big promotion at work, and she turned it down. And she told her best friend she turned it down. Her best friend said, "You really need to watch this TED Talk." And so she watched this TED Talk, and she went back the next day. She took the job. She went home, and she handed her husband the grocery list. And she said, "I can do this."